Hi, this is Sydney.
And I'm Elizabeth.
And you're listening to That's What She Said.
Alrighty, so today we are doing something fun, funky, fresh.
Gross.
I know, I hated that.
I just never know what to, like, how to talk at the beginning of the podcast.
No, we're doing good. We're doing good.
Okay, so today we are doing something kind of special and kind of strange. So we're talking about, we're going to list a couple of artists, like, across a plethora, if you will, of genres.
And damn, I'm whipping out big words here.
And then we're just going to give you, okay. So you know when you're, this takes some explanation. So you know when you're, like, listening to, like, an artist, and they have, like, a certain feel. Like, everybody knows this. This is like, common knowledge.
Exactly.
Like, mm-hmm. You're not going to have the same feel when you're listening to, like grunge rock as like when you're listening to like smooth jazz. It makes you feel a different way, and that's why I think most people listen to music, because it gives you like a certain feeling at a certain time.
Yeah, it puts you in the right mood, or if you're feeling a certain mood, it helps amplify it, and it really gets you in your feels.
Yeah, like, so that's why they call it like mood music, right?
Exactly. And you know, you create certain playlists for certain moods, and we'll get into that.
Oh yeah. So like, you know how, like, you have, like, you have a playlist for, like, walking to class, or you have a playlist, like, for a certain, like, moment in your life. Like, I make playlists, like, for, like, the summer, like summer 2023 or summer 2022, like, just to look back at that time, because when you listen to it, it's, like, super nostalgic.
Exactly. But,
like, what interests me the most about people is the way, like that could tell me so much about you as a person, the way you organize your playlists.
Mm-hmm.
We organize our playlists in different ways. Like, how do you organize your playlists? And what are some, give me some examples.
Oh,
like,
I got Spotify open just for you.
And don't worry, we'll talk about, like, we're not, like, music experts, so we're definitely going to talk about artists that you guys know.
Yeah, and, you know, music is, it's, you know, there's no right or wrong opinion. But, well, there's some exceptions to that statement. But
I don't judge most people's music tastes. But I think the only, if you listen to, like, strictly, like, just, like, TikTok songs, just don't talk to me, please.
Yeah. You don't deserve an opinion.
Like, even if I hate country music, I won't, like, hardcore judge you for listening to country.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit.
They deserve it.
Okay.
But anyways, so, I'm not gonna lie. Before this year, I was kind of a psychopath, and I would put all of my songs onto one giant playlist.
Because you have, like, I was gonna say you have Apple Music. No, you have, like, you don't have Spotify Premium.
I know. Okay.
How do you do
I
it?
Know. I'm struggling, man. It's not fun.
Like, you can't skip.
I can't. I just gotta, like, cross my fingers and hope for the best.
Oh, good.
But yeah, so before this year, it was just one giant playlist. I don't know if this is insensitive, but I would call it, like, my bipolar playlist, because it would go from, like, Lana Del Rey to, like, upbeat Elton John to, like, hip-hop, and, like, it just made no sense.
Like, Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, exactly. No sense. But, yeah, so now I'm a little more experienced, and so I have some playlists called, a notable mention is my Vagina Slay playlist. Bless you. I have a Vagina Slay playlist with three knife emojis coming out of it. And
oh, okay, I can imagine.
In the picture is, like, me with me and you with the bald caps on. And it's like, it's just like when you want to be like that sexy like you just want to be in that mood, you're feeling yourself, and
wait, I'm kind of curious, who's on, like, who are, like, some people on your that
some of Lana Del Rey's music, Amy Winehouse, not gonna lie, I did not develop this that well. The Weeknd, like, it's like that.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I think The Weeknd is definitely on my, like, sexy playlist, because,
for sure,
like, they have that one song that was on, like, 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Another mention is I have a playlist called Potentially Going Through Something, ... with a picture of you punching my lantern off my ceiling.
Yeah. She had lanterns hanging from her ceiling, and I was like, I was like laying down in her bed about to go to sleep, and then I like I don't know why I was in your bed, but I was like, yeah, I was like just laying in your bed. And then I woke up. I was like, I have to do something. And I punch it.
Yeah, you resurrected just to punch my lantern and went back to bed.
I broke it, too. That thing didn't even just like fall off. It like completely tore apart. And the thing is,
you tried to put it back up on my ceiling. And I'm like, don't even try.
Yeah.
But anyways, this playlist has, it's, I feel like it's something more you would like because it has like more punk and like, I like whole Random Fridays. Bikini Kill, like it's a lot of that.
Yes.
And so, and I listened to this playlist, and then that made me make the very impulsive decision to cut off all my hair.
I did that. That was all me. She nobody did do helped. That,
and she did a great job. Yeah. Who's Becca? I don't know her.
Yeah. Becca?
And then I also before I switch over to you, I have another one called Freshman Sydney Part 2, and that is to revisit. My freshman year of high school when I would only listen to hip hop and it wasn't even good hip hop. It was bad hip hop.
Like Lil Uzi Vert.
It was a phase, okay? It was a phase.
It wasn't your fault. Hey, dude, when I was like in middle school, I would only listen to like One Direction, Taylor Swift, or Disney like
songs.
But that's
acceptable.
That's not acceptable.
Yes, it is for your age. You know, like in freshman year, I was like 4'10 with an aggressive side part, and I think I wore the same shirt every single day to school. Like, yeah. It made no sense.
Yeah.
And then, before I switch over to you, I have another one called Cronked Up with a bean emoji, a meat emoji, and an eggplant emoji. And the picture is Becca and Will.
Oh, yeah, our two friends. One of them is a very talkative, philosophical drunk, and the other one is like a cry drunk, and that's just what the picture shows. She's like crying while she's just
chilling. Just like chilling. It just perfectly sums up their relationship. Yeah. But that one has like, you know, your upbeat, like pump, like it gets you in the mood. Like Doja Cat, Nicki Minaj, Rihanna, I don't know, Gwen Stefani, Cronked Shakira, up. Yeah, Rico Nasty, Lady Gaga, you know the vibes.
Yes, I love the vibes.
Mm-hmm. So that's, vibes. Those are like my notable mentions. So what about you?
Okay, I'm only going to probably do like three because we got to get into this episode a little bit more. All right, some of my playlists that I have created. All right, one of them is called Irish Drinking. So I am
feel the beauty of the
beauty of the mountain. Oh god. Rick, we're gonna have to cut out all the coughs in
this
season.
Fine.
Oh my god. Okay. Yeah, I have an Irish drinking playlist that I have like a full list of compiled like Irish drinking songs that I know by heart.
They hit every time.
They hit every time.
That's the bad thing.
If you guys have ever gone to like an Irish pub, it hits different. The
I recommend it at 10 out of, oh my god, it's so much fun.
9 out of 10 times you will end up singing with people you don't even know.
We got serenaded by a group of guys going to the bathroom.
Yeah, it was very
fun.
That
was so fun. And we saw them like 3 other times that trip. Anyways, continue.
Another one in my summertime playlist that's like, I don't know if everybody knows the artist, but like Johnny, Sunroom, Saint Motel.
That's a good playlist.
Brazil by Declan McKenna. You have to. Dayglow, Borns, even mm-hmm. Tyler, the Creator, which I'm not proud of.
That's a new one.
And then probably my, I just have like a playlist called like Mountain Cottage, which is just like, I imagine like living, either like traveling in a van or living like alone on a mountain in like the middle of nowhere,
mm-hmm.
living like a very simple life where I just like go outside in my cardigan and I water my plants.
I love that. That's so cute.
Yeah, that's like I have a whole
very specific too
dedicated to that.
Damn, who's on that?
Boy Genius.
Okay.
Slaughter Beach Dog. And Bears and Trees.
Okay, first of all, who were these people? Did you just say Bears and Trees?
Yeah, they're actually really good, man. Like, okay, the thing is like, you know how you go on TikTok and you're scrolling and there's like, do you want to discover a band? Like,
yes.
Like, don't you want to say that you were one of our first fans? Or like, don't you want to discover a band that sounds just like Phoebe Bridgers and like fucking like Justin Bieber combined, like...
Well, you should listen to Bears and Trees.
Yeah, Bears and Trees, but they actually sound really good.
Okay. Yeah. Well, damn. Yeah, so I get the vibe now.
Yeah.
Okay, I love that. All right, So should we jump into it? Mm-hmm. All right. So now we'll be talking about like the feeling that you experience when you're listening to like these specific artists, and we're going to be categorizing them like by genre, and we're not going to hit every single one because, you know,
it's like, and it's not even like the feeling like, oh, when I hear Phoebe Bridgers, I feel sad. It's like a, it's like a full, like, I don't want to say aesthetic. I can't be that girl.
No, but that's the word. It's either aesthetic or vibe.
It's the vibe. The vibe. That's perfect. The mm-hmm. vibe of the artist. Like, we're just going to be, like, describing it. We're going to make the untangible or the intangible tangible.
Dude, I don't know. Okay. So, first, we'll be covering indie pop / pop. Yeah. And the first one is Wallows.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I know exactly what they feel like. Do you want to do, like...
No,
do
you, I think you have a better understanding than me.
I do have a better understanding than you.
You just got comfortable.
Even though you, like, are the one who, like, introduced me to the Wallows, kind of. I kind of heard them, like, on my own, but you, like, really, like, listened to them, and I was like, oh, my God, these are amazing. These men are amazing. Fuck, I need to stop talking.
No, this is good. This is good.
Okay, it reminds me of like a coming of age film in like the summer. Like the Wallows, like they have that like, not nostalgic, but like this cool, like, you could imagine like a montage of a bunch of like teenage kids skateboarding in California, like when the sun's setting.
That is literally, no, because you know how, like, in movies, they're, like, they have these, like, flashback scenes?
Yes.
Like, that's how I picture it. And, like, you're with your friends, and, like, it's got, like, this, you know how there's, like, a Twilight filter, and it's, like, that weird blue thing where, like, everybody looks pale? Like, it's like a different filter. It's, like, this very, like nostalgic-y, like, flashback-y.
Like a goldish filter? Yes.
Okay.
Like, Are You Bored Yet? Or, mm-hmm. like Scrawny. Like, okay, that's my favorite song by them. Like, you know, Scrawny Motherfucker with a Cool Hairstyle. Yeah. It's like a very teenager-esque song. Like, a lot of their stuff is, like, they don't really talk about, like, heavy topics. They're more, like, you know, like, stuff that teenagers worry about. Or, mm-hmm. An adult wouldn't like a scrawny motherfucker with a cool hairstyle. Like, teenagers like scrawny motherfuckers with cool hairstyles.
Exactly.
We're going to have to bleep the shit out of this episode.
Who cares? It's fine. Or like These Days. I love that song.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Aww. See, I feel like this is what I'll be listening to when we're moving out.
Don't talk about it.
I know,
it
I'm
yet.
Sorry.
It's not happening
I'm
yet.
Sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Okay. So.
Plus the dudes on the cover, they all look like different fonts of the same person. Like... They look like you're growing up, your childhood crush, like when he's grown up.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Not the what's his name? It's like Dylan or something. But like the other two dudes, they look like very alike. Like to a scary to a scary degree.
With the curly hair. One of them should just like bleach their hair, so like
I know.
There could be some differentiation there.
Yeah.
So if you want that vibe, if you want to listen to that vibe or create a playlist with that vibe, mm-hmm. then listen to the Wallows. Okay. All right. Shall we do the next one?
Yes. Okay. The next one is, I'm trying not to fuck up his name this time. Conan Gray.
Conan. Yeah. When we were practicing, she called him Conan Gay.
Okay. It was on accident, but I did do it like three times.
And then he said like Conan Gary or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I know there's like... Our roommate hates Conan. A lot of people judge
Everybody hates him.
Conan Gray. He's, okay, the vibe of Conan Gray, I really love Conan Gray just because his songs are so catchy and they're so relatable on so many levels. He also has a very youthful vibe to him. I'm going to let you want to?
No, I think you got a good, like, train of thought going right now.
Okay, he also has a very good youthful, like, vibe about him, which is good. But the thing about him, so you have these artists that, like, talk about love, and, like, they each have their own specific take on it. Like, if you do, like, Lana Del Rey, it's more of a, like, I've been fucked over so many times. Like, that kind of love. Like, I love you even though you're, like, hurting me sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. And you have like, low-key abusive.
Low-key abusive. Yeah. Well, high-key abusive.
Well, yeah.
And then you have, like, Taylor Swift, who's, like, more of, like, a like an infatuation kind of love. Mm-hmm. Like, I will love you no matter what, like, stuff like that. Or, like, a cute little, like, story, you know, like, a love story kind of love.
Yeah.
With Conan Gray, his, like, view on love is, like, basically never having experienced love before. It's a very, like, unique take on love, in my opinion.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I don't know, I feel like when I'm listening to Conan Gray, like, Because I feel like a lot of artists, it's like them talking about their experience. But I don't know, when I listen to Conan Gray, I feel like I'm like growing up with him in a weird way. Like, I can't even describe it. But also, like, it's just like some of his songs, they're not even about love, or like they're in like different kinds of love, like, you know, family relationships or like friendships and stuff. But like, it just, it hits home every single time. And it just like, oh, I don't know why he gets too much hate. And plus, I feel like him as a person, like, it's just, he's so cool, you know? And yeah, but
I do think he's a cool person.
He is a cool person. And I feel like he's got like, because I love it when like artists, like, they create like their own world. Like, when you think of, yes, like, when you think of like Melanie Martinez, you think of like that like childlike, like pastel-y kind of vibe. Oh, I hate the word vibe. Or like, if you think about like Lana Del Rey, you think of like dark colors, or like Taylor Swift, like a little brighter. Like, I feel like Conan Gray has his own vibe to him. And I just love it when artists do that, because it's like, it's like you're becoming, like, it's just a way to like get into their music more, to a, yes, bigger level.
And the world that, yes, he creates is very unique to most artists that we've heard.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
He definitely has like, he has a vibe and he's sticking to it.
For sure.
Yeah. He's not switching it up on us, which is like, it's good, if it's fine if he does, but like,
yeah,
he has a good thing going.
All right. So now, I kind of wanted to talk about Phoebe Bridgers though.
Okay, just,
well, I'll just say it really fast, but really, okay, yeah. I don't
we're gonna be going through the rest of these a little bit quickly, because yeah, we've already talked
a lot, but I'm just gonna go quickly through Phoebe Bridgers, because to be honest, I don't really listen to her music that much anymore. But I feel like she just, when you listen to her music, you just feel hollow inside. Like, you just feel like a skeleton, just, and you're just made to like rot in your own coffin.
Yeah, I honestly can't listen to her song Funeral. Like, I actually, like, I can't listen to it. I don't like it. It makes me too sad.
Oh, God, yeah. But I feel like, in the nicest way, because it's powerful that she can do this. It's like she sucks out all the life in your body.
Yeah.
But in, like, a refreshing, no, it's not refreshing, but in that kind of way.
I like the music more that she makes with her band, Boy Genius. I think it's really
cool. I need to listen to more
Boy It's not Genius. As depressing. I love it. It's, like, on my therapy playlist, you know, like, when I want to be sad.
Yeah.
I will listen to Phoebe Bridgers, but, like, I can't do that, like, on a daily basis, or else I'll just be depressed.
Yeah.
All right,
next.
BB Doobie.
Okay. All right.
Take it away, Sydney, because I don't listen to BB Doobie.
Okay, so the next one under indie pop, she covers a lot of genres, but BB Doobie. I went to her concert. I love BB Doobie. When I listen to her, it just makes me, like, it's like, because I feel like, you know, when you listen to punk, it's like, it's pretty, I'd say it's pretty hardcore. Like, I don't know. I feel like it's, like, punk is just, it's such, like, an extreme with the whole culture around it. And I feel like with rock, like, at least classic rock, like, you know, it's very, you know, there's, I can't really describe it. But I feel like when you listen to BB Doobie, it's, like, it's girly rock. It's, like, it's girly pop. It's girly indie pop. It's I love it. I love her so much. I had, like, a whole phase. But I feel like, it's like you're just, I feel like in a way, when I listen to her music, it's like you're wearing like a cute, like little grungy, like rock outfit, and you're just like just dancing around. And that's the best way I could put it.
I love that.
Yeah. It's just that's like, so you can't, she will not bring your mood down unless you're listening to some of her songs. That shit hurts. But anyways, yeah. So that's my take on BB Doobie. So now.
Cave Town. I'll take this away.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay. So Cave Town, also, he has that, I think that is what makes some, like, artists, especially indie artists, I think it's what makes them really great, is their ability to create their own little world. When you're listening to Cave Town, it is a different vibe. Like, it's an aesthetic. It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle.
It's
not a phase, Mom.
I can't describe it other than being in, like, a forest, but, like, a cartoon forest. Surrounded by a bunch of woodland creatures, wearing like a knit sweater and overalls, wearing
what you're wearing.
Yes, wearing like one of those like cute little like crocheted bunny or kitten hats. Like, that is Cave Town's music.
Oh,
it's
my God.
Just he like made like Minecraft music. He's such a cute little British man. Like, oh my God, I'm getting so I'm getting like, I get frustrated over this, like how cute it is. It's so adorable. Like. And he has like a he has like a song called like Lemon Boy and Boys Will Be Bugs and like even Grocery Store. It's so cute. Oh my god,
even like the titles of the songs just make sense.
He has a song called Frog. Oh my god. Like, and then he has like, his Minecraft songs are like Y13 and stuff like that. It's like, they're so adorable and they're just so chill. And like, some of them, like 1994, I hope it's 1994. Watch it be 1993, and I'm just, like, making myself look like an a-hole. You know what? I think it's 1994. That song, like, hits. It's so, like, his voice is so calming, and it's so reassuring. And it's very, like, it's chill vibes. Okay, sorry. And
plus, he looks like exactly what his music sounds like.
He looks like it, too. Like, he's, like, a little skinny boy with curly hair. Like,
I remember you played me a song.
Yeah, it makes so much sense. I remember you
played me a song, and in my head, I was like, I know exactly what he looks like. And you pulled up a picture, and I was like, boom,
there
you
go. Of course he has circle glasses.
Boom, yes. Like, all right. Curly, fluffy hair. Yeah, okay. All right, next, this is where Elizabeth thrives.
Oh, God.
Punk.
Okay, no, I don't want to see. I don't want to seem like I'm a
compared some sort to of me
expert in this, because like,
I feel like you're more passionate about it.
I am, but I don't want to be like I know everything and you guys know nothing.
Okay, I wish there was a way to like flashback to like every conversation we've had in the past about punk.
I know, but that's just you. Okay,
I like punk now.
I know, but okay, alrighty. So, punk. So we only listed three bands, and it's kind of sad because one of them's literally like kind of a pop band.
Not in my heart.
Okay, we did Sex Pistols, Hole, and Nirvana. Okay, mm-hmm. So the Sex Pistols, I will start off with them, the vibe.
Yes,
I'll just describe this real quick. Okay,
as some might say, young blood, but you go ahead.
You're trying to piss me off right now.
I want to get you in like the Elizabeth mood where you just bitch everything.
Okay.
Everyone out.
I like how the Elizabeth mood is bitching people out. That's amazing. I love to be known for that. Okay. All right. Well, yeah. Okay. My cousin said that one time. Like, I was playing the Sex Pistols, and he's like, this sounds like a shitty version of Youngblood, which is like, if you know anything about anything, is like probably the most offensive shit you could say.
It is.
To anyone. But okay. So, like, the Sex Pistols, they. They were the original like punk band. Like punk started in England, and they were basically the first band to do so because they were angry. They were a group of kids who were like in the lower class, and back then like nobody really covered, like the news never really covered like the poorer areas of England. It was very like aristocratic. Like nobody really cared about the problems that they were struggling with, especially mm-hmm. the youth, and they were just angry. And so out of that, like, there was this like counterculture was born where there were kids on the streets, like there were like there were clubs, and there were kids walking around like wearing completely like crazy risky outfits and like crazy makeup and everything. And like out of that scene, like a band, the Sex Pistols, the band was formed. And then they, like, I think they were a band for a little bit, and then they finally got their lead singer, Johnny Rotten, and then he, like, his lyrics were kind of, like, what, like, the catalyst, and it just, like, grew and grew from there. And they're, like, and then it, like, came over to L.A., and then you have the L.A. punk scene, but they were, like, the first ones to start it. So, like, if you say something like, oh, this punk band is better than the Sex Pistols, like, okay, it may be true, but the Sex Pistols were the ones who started the entire movement, so they wouldn't be, well, maybe they would have been here, but I don't know. I just think, like, they have to be the best. They were the first ones. Like, they started it, and I think that's so cool. I don't know what the message of the band was. Like, the purpose was disruption. Like, one time they went on a ferry, and they started, like, playing their music, like, down like, I don't know, some important river in England, and like they got arrested after. I know, I don't know the name of it, but like they got arrested, they did that illegally, and they got like arrested afterwards because the point of it was to, like, disrupt the peace, because like that was what they wanted to do. They wanted to disrupt everything. So if their music isn't disruptive, then they were kind of,
anyways. All right, so the next one, I could have started a whole like spiral about Motley Crue. I'm not doing it, though.
I don't want to talk about Motley Crue.
Oh, God. But anyways, so next, we're going to cover Hole. Okay, so I know Elizabeth will probably have a more in-depth take on it, but when I listen to Hole, it is like channeling all the all the repressed energy inside of me. Like, it's just like releasing it all, and it makes me want to throw shit at people like, in the like nicest way possible. When I listen to Hole, it get me so amped up, and I'm like, I'm gonna punch you right now, but I'm not, because I'm a normal citizen. It's like, oh, like it gets you. Like, I love how it just brings out all that energy in you, and it just makes, and at the same time, it makes you feel like a bad bitch, you know?
Yeah.
You're looking at me like you're scared of me because I just said I was going to punch somebody.
No, I love it. I love the energy. Just don't punch me.
I won't.
You covered it, man. Yeah. Like, that's perfect.
Exactly. And we could go into a whole debate about Courtney Love, but that's for another time. And that was also what Elizabeth said in her, like, calm.
Yeah, I did a presentation on Courtney Love. Yeah. Questionable. We don't have to talk about her. I don't think she killed Kurt. I think that the whole thing was a little bit too, I don't know.
Yeah. Plus, oh my God. Like, Nirvana's fan base at that time.
No, they were crazy. Like, they hated her even before they thought she killed him. Like, they were just jealous because she got Kurt, and everybody was in love with Kurt. And
yeah.
It was this whole thing. And also how she explained it in her, like, we also listened to this interview she did a while ago. Her interview style is so crazy. She's just, like, the way she talks is so stream of consciousness. She'll just keep talking and talking.
Oh, for real. Yeah.
It's crazy. But, like, she said, like, Kurt was, like, he only lived for 27 years, and he was a good person. So he never had the opportunity to do anything bad. If he had lived longer, maybe he would have gotten canceled eventually.
That's,
like,
true.
They make him a martyr because, like, he didn't even have the opportunity to do anything bad.
And actually, that's like a really good way to put it.
Yeah, but she's lived longer, done more crappy things, so they hate her for it, and they idolize him, and they make her the villain, which is like, I think it's kind of unfair. I think they should just let her be her. I think a bunch of punk rock stars have done the same thing she's done, but she's gotten more hate for it, so I think that's unfair.
And I also just hate how, like, whenever people say Courtney Love, they automatically tie her to Kurt. Like, every, like, that's
true.
Like, that's,
you Google her name, like, for Nirvana articles come up.
Exactly. It's not fair. But anyways, speaking of Courtney Love and Kurt Cobain, Nirvana. Okay, do you want me to answer this one?
No, I want to do it. Okay. Nirvana basically is, like, okay, you do have, like, other, like, punk rock. They are pop, I know. But, like, they originally were punk, and their music is punk. It's like
grunge.
So they're like, I think, like, you look at other punk bands and they were like the anger of, like, the like lower class and blah blah blah, but Nirvana was more of a smaller scale. I think Nirvana represents the anger of, like, of youth in, like, the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the anger of, like, high school students, like teenage angst is just, that is the vibe of Nirvana. It's like a smaller scale. But, like, yeah, that is what it is.
That's actually such a good way to put it. And I'm just going to leave it at that, because I think, like, you said it perfectly. And plus, everybody listens to Nirvana, I feel like, you know?
Yeah.
But anyways, all right, new genre. We're hitting
hip-hop? Oh, yeah, we're skipping country because I just think we're going to end up offending people.
Yeah.
Like, I think our opinion on country is just too negative at this point that we can't talk about it without offending people.
And plus, people hate country enough, so I think I think they get it.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right, hip-hop. All right, Childish Gambino.
Okay.
You listen to them a bit more than I do.
Yeah, okay, so I do love Childish Gambino. There's a lot of mixed opinions on him because, and he talks about it in his songs. It's like, they call him, like, a white rapper because he's, like, I don't know. He's very, like, he didn't grow up with, like, a troubled childhood, and I guess that's, like, something that, you know, like, for punk, that's definitely a thing. Like, you have to come from, like, troubled beginnings or, like, and then you have to, like, make your way and, like, earn your way all the way to the top, and that's, like, a part of, like, the authentic, authenticity of the music.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's another thing in hip-hop where you have to, like, it's like rags to riches, stuff like that.
That makes sense.
So Childish Gambino, he was, like, born, like, pretty rich, and then he was, like, a comedian, so he was, like, this funny dude, so he just wasn't considered cool. But he can rap really well. I think he does a really good job.
He's got really good music. Yeah. He's very experimental, and that's what I like about him.
Yeah, it's like, he, like, makes, like, like, different types of, like, honestly, I think it's, like, almost, like, different genres in the same album.
Oh, for sure.
It's super cool.
Yeah. But how does he make you feel?
Oh, right, the vibe of Childish Gambino.
Yeah. Like, close your eyes. What are you picturing?
I'm picturing
it's childish can be knowing there's something in my ass crack.
I'm picturing a really nerdy guy like in a fur coat throwing money and rapping. And but he's like, and everybody knows he's a nerd, but he's like, they respect him.
All right.
It's like a nerdy cool. I love it.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. All right. Next, JID. Jid.
Jid. Jiddy.
I got nothing to say on
the
this.
The Jidster. Okay.
Face.
Okay. JID has like a, he also has a specific feeling because it's different from like the rest of them because his voice is so small. And like the vibe of it is essentially like, he's like a very, he's okay, we use the word authentic way too much in this podcast. But he's rich, but he's stayed true to his roots. Like he's very aware of his roots. It's like almost like a grounded, cool.
And then should we just move on to the final genre?
Yeah.
All right.
Or we can hip hop.
Wrap it up. Yeah. Should we wrap it up? Because I feel like, you know, people listen to rock, blah, 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 you know.
Yeah. Everybody loves rock, but honest. And we have really good people like listed for the rock genre, but yeah. We are already almost out of time.
Yeah. But so, yeah. Before we go, I guess like our message was like, I feel like you shouldn't like just automatically judge a genre just based off, like, I feel like you need to get, like, a good understanding of something before you just make these assumptions and judgments. And I feel like music is very, you know, like, there's no good music, there's no bad, like, I don't know, I feel like it's up for interpretation for everyone, so.
It's very versatile.
It is very versatile, so.
It also, yeah, just because you, like, let's say you grew up, like, listening to pop and stuff like I did, or you grew up, like, more, like, rap like Sydney did.
I don't want to talk about it.
It's like you can appreciate any genre of music, and just because you're like you usually listen to one doesn't mean you can't listen to all of them. And it honestly, I think it's better to have a well-rounded music taste because exactly. Like no matter who you're hanging out with, like you could just request a song and they won't judge you.
Exactly. Yeah. And I feel like you can find beauty in everything.
And
so
you can connect with way more people.
Oh yeah, for sure.
If you understand, yeah, music is such a unique way to communicate with others.
Yeah, and also to just get in touch with yourself.
Yeah.
So yeah. And on that note, wow, we actually have like a decent like ending and it's not like bye.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. Well, I've been Sydney.
And I've been Elizabeth.
And you're listening to That's What She Said.
Well, you have listened to
That's What She Said.
Okay, bye.
Bye.